Melody Moth. Dedicated to those who are dedicated, especially Robbie Laporte. With practice and practice and practice galore, Robbie is the best of the best, and maybe even more. As you lay on a bright spring day in a warm but windy place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. In this land live bugs, that's all. Like the tinkling of wind chimes, music flows across the land of more than small. Catchy little tunes flit and float through the trees, carried along by a musical breeze. Around Bugville Station and down Rushweed Road, a delightful tune whispers through the town of Bugville. The musical notes mix with the busy sounds of life in the city. Finally, the music comes to rest on Ivy Street. Bugville hums with the life of the bugs that live here. This truly is a wonderful place for bugs to live. Most of the music in More Than Small begins and ends at the west end of Ivy Street. It is here in a store called Tickle's Music and More that musical instruments are sold. Here you can find electric guitars and finger flutes, rose petal horns, fiddles, and lutes. One day in early spring, Melody Moth, a third grader at Buttonwood School, fluttered down the street. Melody hadn't planned to shop. She hadn't even planned to stop. But in the store window of Tickle's Music and More stood a magnificent grand piano. Melody Moth knew, just as sure as she knew her name, that she had to own that piano. With her heart racing, Melody rushed home to her house on the corner of Sweet Street and Fussy Lane. She buzzed through the kitchen and down the hall to the family room. There sat her parents, Mona and Milo Moth, watching TV and sipping cups of Tinglewood tea. "I have to have a piano," she gushed. "The piano at Tickle's Music and More. I can't wait. I must have it now." Her mother and father silently sipped their tea. They listened patiently as Melody went on and on about the piano.
"I don't know," said her mother with a sigh. "A piano is very expensive. It would cost a lot of money."
"And," said her father, "remember when you just had to be a dancer? Remember when we bought you the satin ballet slippers?"
"And," added her mother, "remember how you promised if you got the slippers you would practice and practice?"
"But you never did," said her father.
"Dad, this piano is different," cried Melody. "If I have this piano, I just know I'll practice as I should."
"We'll see," said Mona and Milo, as some parents do. Then they went back to sipping their tea and watching TV.
1 month and 13 days later, on her birthday, Melody got a very special surprise. Sitting in the corner of the family room was the beautiful grand piano from Tickle's Music and More.
"Now remember," her parents said,
"music must be perfect, and lots of practice makes perfect music. You must practice, practice, practice."
"I will, I will, I will," she laughed, for the piano was the most perfect present she had ever been given.
The next day, Ivory Tickle himself came to the Moth House to teach Melody how to play the piano. Mr. Tickle's fingers lightly danced across the keys. Beautiful music filled the house. But when Melody tried to play, her fingers didn't dance. They didn't even walk. Instead, they thumped and bumped like someone pounding on the keys with a hammer.
"Not to worry, little Moth," said Mr. Tickle with a smile. "If you want perfect music, you simply must practice. Then practice and practice and practice some more."
When Mr. Tickle left the Moth House, Melody was still pounding on the keys, looking for a song. The next day and the day after that, Melody practiced and practiced and practiced some more. But no matter how hard she tried, the clinking and clanking never seemed to become music.
"Playing the piano is harder than I thought," she muttered. "I wish I was outside playing bug ball with my friends."
Her parents, bug muffs on their ears, couldn't hear a single thing. Now Saturday, like every day, was another piano practice day. It was also the day that Milo and Mona Moth shopped for groceries and such.
Melody watched from the window as her parents fluttered down the street. As soon as they were out of sight, Melody skipped outside to play. To Melody, playing games was much better than piano practice. And play she did. She played bug ball with her friends until she saw her parents coming up the street. Then she quickly hurried back into the house. Just as her parents unlocked the front door, Melody began pounding on the keys. Soon, a light layer of dust covered the piano. A feathery cobweb drooped from the empty piano bench. Every day was the same. Melody pretended to practice, and when the coast was clear, she sneaked outside to play. But her parents had no idea what Melody was doing. They thought she was practicing every time they took their pet pod puppy for a walk. It could have gone on like this forever, Melody pretending to practice whenever her parents left the house. But it didn't. Milo and Mona were very proud of their daughter. One day they invited the gypsy moths over for cookies, tea, and a bit of critter crumb pie. All the gypsies were there, even Maddie, Max, and old Aunt Min. When all the food was nibbled and munched, Milo led everyone into the family room. "Now," he said, "sweeter than the sweets we just ate, Melody will play us a song." Proudly, Mama Moth led Melody to the dusty piano bench. There, Melody sat down in a puff of dust. You could have driven a truck into Melody's mouth. Melody fiddled and fussed and then finally began to play. Clanks and clinks rattled from the piano like empty cans blowing across a street on a windy day. Because she hadn't practiced, Melody couldn't play a single song. It wasn't music at all. Silently, the gypsy moths all tiptoed out of the house. Melody felt very bad and began to cry and cry. "I'm so sorry. I have been a fibberbug. I never practiced at all, but I will. I promise I will. Believe me, I'll try." And practice she did for weeks and weeks and months and months. While the other bugs stayed outside and played, Melody practiced her music each day. 6 months later, to the day, Melody Moth had her first piano recital. This time, her fingers danced across the keys and perfect music filled the air. So, if there is something you really want to do, remember practice makes perfect. It's all up to you. Melody Moth is a story about practicing that which you wish to master. Like all the stories I write, this story is about me. When I was young, I wanted more than anything to play a musical instrument. I thought it'd be very cool to play the drums. My parents bought me a pair of drumsticks and a practice pad, but I never practiced. Instead, when I was supposed to be practicing, I went outside to play. The rest of the story is in the story you just read. In front of my family and friends, I had to admit that the only drumstick I was comfortable with came with Thanksgiving dinner. I was ever so embarrassed. Feel free to write me and tell me how you like this bug adventure.